Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here it is, 7 after the hour. Another week has gone by. Here we are to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of April 19th to the 23rd, as we're two-thirds of the way through the month. The ladies from the DJV program and me, Doug Steffen, here to go through the story. So we have that twist as part of the countdown show. Jennifer Horn is here, also from KRLA in Los Angeles. Victoria Keelan is here, also from the shores of Jersey. You can see her and Snooki running up and down the beach together every week.
That would be so awesome. Where's but, the beach?
Where's the beach?
Jay Kirshner will be running up and down the beach with her baby Mac, which is, and he is a Big Mac, too, isn't he?
He is 10 months old and wearing 18-month clothing. Dude is huge.
Wow.
Good luck to you. That one. Okay. So the story list, the people list, I'm just going to go through them. On the people side, number 10, Walter Mondale, because he passed away, presidential candidate. You know how many people don't even know who he was? It's pretty shocking, again, the back...
A lifetime ago for a lot of people.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, but it's still historical. He was an important historical factor in America for a number of years. It would seem we ought to at least have learned something about him in history classes or U.S. Civics. Kamala Harris, number 9. Let's see here. Kim Potter, number 8. Who's Kim Potter was involved?
The police officer who was
in the office. That's
Dante, right.
Too. Right? Yeah.
Thought she was reaching for a taser.
Right. Donald Trump is at 7. Dr. Fauci's at 6. Nancy Pelosi at 5. So tired of her. Joe Biden, 4. Makia Bryant and LeBron James at 3. Maxine Waters and Judge Peter Kaye seem to be tied for number 2. And Derek Chauvin, obviously, with a reference to George Floyd in that whole case, number 1. That is the number 1 item of the week in terms of stories, news talk radio, focusing more on the trial, the results of the trial, the end of the trial. And at this point, we can relate all of the names, the people names, to the stories. But is there anything left to say about the Chauvin trial? Is there anything left to say about the verdict? As it's the situation.
Well, I think the biggest story of the week, obviously, is a guilty verdict. I mean, for
right, yeah,
we're going to be fair.
But what else is there to say? Yeah, yeah.
Well,
but
I think there's a lot to say. There's okay. the reaction of joy at first, and now a lot of people, I think, who are looking at this politically saying, well, this is just not enough. You know, even though the system worked here, it's not enough. That's one thing. Is there going to be an appeal?
There's got
to
be more.
That's what the AOC and that ilk have come out and said, that it doesn't matter that it's a guilty verdict, that it's not enough. And I almost feel like, and I know this is really deep and twisted, but I think, tell me what you guys think. And this is, I swear, this is looking at both teams here. You had a bunch of Democrats around the far left who were almost disappointed that there was a guilty verdict because they couldn't run around saying that the justice system is broken and that it was almost disappointing. And then you had Republicans, a group on the right, who almost seemed disappointed as well because they almost feel like having American cities burn. Well, yeah, having American cities burn is really good for campaign season.
Right.
So what are we doing here? And this is kind of the point that I've been trying to make, and I know people, you know, I don't think it makes me sound empathetic. In fact, I feel like it's one of the most empathetic positions you can take. We have to stop politicizing this. We have to take each of these cases individually.
Good luck stopping the politicization of everything.
But we have to let go of this idea of systemic racism, and let's start focusing one by one on how we can make things better, because that's the only way forward if we want to stop scaring the hell out of police and out of entire communities of people. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
So then the fact that the mural of George Floyd was defaced with a racial slur seems to represent the fact that people are not learning the lessons here. Is that an accurate thing?
I think there's a lot of anger from the fringe. You have people who are defacing pictures who are trying to use inflammatory language, obviously. And at the same token, if you look at the rules for white people entering George Floyd Square, that feels pretty discriminatory, too. I mean, it's enough. It's enough already. It's exhausting. I know that things have shifted and the messaging and the critical race theory that's going on with a generation of people now. I get it. But when I was growing up, equality was what we all what we were striving for. Now that we've achieved equality, now it has to be about equity. And I think moving the goalposts constantly is just causing anger on both sides. It just,
I get tired of it. That's what I'm saying. What else do you say? Okay, you found a lot of things to talk about, but they're exhausting, especially when people are concerned about their health and their well-being.
I think it's been a heavy week. I don't know. That's what I'm telling people on my show. I feel like it's been another one of those heavy weeks. I mean, there's
a lot of anxiety.
We're not getting off. Yeah, and we're not getting off easy these days. I mean, the news cycle is like a ceiling fan, so we're covering a lot of stuff. But there's certain weeks that feel heavier than others, and I think certainly this was one of those weeks.
Well, it leads to
more. The other course of conversation is their appeal. You know, your number two person on the list is Maxine Waters and Judge Peter Cahill. Cahill, who was the judge in Derek Chauvin's case, said to the defense, Maxine Waters is giving you a reason to file for an appeal on this because she is intimidating a pool of jurors. So now, is there going to be an appeal allowed? Should there be? Probably not. There was nothing wrong with the trial, but outside influences could have impacted.
All right, I want to weigh in here on this for a political statement. Maxine Waters has been around way too long, number one. She's been a big mouth, big blabbermouth, big problem, big noisy, just she's a jerk. She has been for decades. And so she pulls another stunt like this. She's been talking like this. She's been screwing things up for years and years and years and years. And yet the Democrats failed to censor her. They were happy to do the same, and I don't usually go down this road, but they were all happy to go after Trump for some of the stuff that he did, which may have made some sense, but not going after her shows what a bunch of phony balonies they really are. In this circumstance, this woman is a disgrace to her party, a disgrace to her family, a disgrace to the country, and yet she pulls the same stuff over and over and over and over again.
Well, if people keep voting for her, then, there are a lot of people that I think are just disgraces in public service.
She's
but
one of the best
voting
in
for
versions
them, then,
of it, yeah.
You know, what can
yeah.
you do? That's democracy at work, right?
Yeah.
She's
well,
part
you
of
can...
the, she's part of the system, and, you know, in California, people vote for brand names. And this is, this is one of the risks that you take. You have a lot of people who are uneducated voters, and they go down the list and they say, oh, this name, I can tell you.
Yeah,
I like this name. I'll go for this name.
Yeah, sure,
I know
her. Yeah, right.
And it's a brand name. It's like going into a store and looking for a brand you're familiar
speaking
with.
Speaking of California, a quick moment on the Downey gas leak. I had forgotten to talk about that earlier, even though it's not in the top 10. But the evacuator, the scary stuff. And my son, who called me yesterday to talk about it, said it was another great representation of how wonderfully well the infrastructure in California is taken care of thanks to our leaders. Now, that's a statement
what
for
happens?
My son to say that.
I don't know
that.
What the story is.
Okay, well, here you go. Jennifer, help yourself.
Yeah, and he's right. The infrastructure is crumbling, and that's why there's room. I mean, we've been talking about infrastructure on a federal level. That's why I think the Biden administration's making a big mistake. They could go to real infrastructure projects like this one, and you'd have everybody, Democrats and Republicans,
everybody
on
board.
The problem is the infrastructure project is coming, that only 5% to 7% are going to roads, bridges, water capturing systems, gas leaks, everything else is for pet projects. So there was a gas leak in a town called Downey, which is a suburb of Los Angeles, on Thursday, which had prompted evacuations. There was an emergency notification sent to cell phones. I live in Los Angeles. I got one, and I was probably 40 miles away from Downey when it came through, so everybody's cell phone went off.
Did this come from a plant or from, like houses had leaks?
No, this was in a neighborhood. It was unintentionally sent to those smartphones beyond the immediate area, so that made news that system didn't work. But it was a damaged gas line that was reported and was caused by a third-party contractor.
Not taken care of, 40 years old. Well, but that stuff on the ground is 40, 50 years old.
Well, don't forget, right in kind of a little bit closer to where I live, my day job is in the San Fernando Valley, and there's a community called Porter Ranch. And it got national attention a few years ago. years ago, Porter Ranch had a natural gas leak for years. People were getting nosebleeds, headaches, having all these health problems. And the city kept going in and saying, oh, yeah, we got it fixed. And then people were still getting sick and sick and sick. And it was this ongoing thing. There was a mass exodus out of this community. They're just now starting to rebuild and put in new homes and housing developments.
I've had a natural gas leak for years, and nobody pays any attention to that.
Okay.
So here's something. maybe that'll be one of the memorable moments of the hour. One of our friends at one of the radio stations that carries the program just sent me a note and said, this is the funniest thing I've heard in eons. The news cycle is like a ceiling fan.
It is. And thank you, sir.
Brilliant. Okay. All right. Here we are at 16 past the hour. More stories, more focus on the News Talk the sort of central core conversations of this week continue here. We're going into the time of year when a lot of people who put on a lot of weight over the last year, especially over the wintertime, are trying to shake it. And here's Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin to help us focus on what we do now that's intelligent to lose the weight.
If you go to toploss.com, you can read up all on the science behind how it works. It's more of a health supplement that's giving your body back that collagen protein to rebuild lean muscle tissue naturally, to rev up your metabolism. We also have a huge spring sale right now that's a great time to check it out too. It's toploss.com, TOPLOSS.com. And if you have questions, you can chat with us online or you can give us a call, 1-833-TOPLOSS.
Lose the weight. Keep it off. That's what Elizabeth is suggesting you will do, and the proof is in the pudding. Look at all the people who have had great success. Elizabeth, thanks for being here from Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Use that discount code DJV at checkout.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-555-1509. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policy as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-555-1509. That's 800-555-1509. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
18 after the hour now on the DJV overview of the hot hits of News Talk Radio this week. Story number three is about gun violence. I noticed the murder rate numbers have gone up dramatically since all these protests began. Are they one and the same? Is there a connection? Apparently there is, according to one study. Anyway, I don't know. It seems a stretch, but I don't know that it's much of a stretch. I guess I could see the correlation.
Yeah, if you push back policing, that's that. I think that's kind of the point. If you dig into the survey,
so then what does places, if you don't the police? There needs to be reorganization. But let's say you don't want to do that. Then what's your suggestion? What's your fix to the problem? That's you got to have some order. You have to have police.
About?
The police. The problem of violence and people being shot on every corner, all over the place. Look at this guy in Colorado that shot up the supermarket last month. He's got 54 counts of murder and other complaints against him. Wouldn't you think somebody look
and
at that?
They
say, "I don't want to."
Was a good cop with the gun,
right?
Know?
But I don't know. What are we? You know, we become a police state. The SWAT cars and trucks are all over the place, everywhere. We give with this violence the police a reason for wanting more of these tools and the toys, like the big SWAT cars and the guns on this. Look like this country looks like a war zone. And what are we doing to ourselves? I guess that's, I asked that question, it's sort of rhetorical, because it's time for us to have a word or two from your local station at 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 at the hour now here on the DJD overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Sort of my way of training the ladies. You see, I've had to run a radio school here for a number of years. When I bring in the new folks, I have to kind of get into the mode of what we do and how we do it here on the DJD program. And one of the things is to be sweet and kind and to get along. And that's kind of what we have here. Everybody gets along, even though we don't necessarily agree. And so with that in mind, we go to the trending box, finding out where the listeners are, because that's why we're doing this, because we want to attract a large listening audience. And it comes with the quality of the conversation, the content of the conversation, and then your response. So there's some good, pretty interesting fan comments about, first of all, the rookie officer who shot the teenager with a knife. So what are people saying about that, Jay?
Tommy Rhodes insists that instead of blaming the police officer, when will we start blaming parents? Where were the parents?
Well, why would you blame anybody?
What are we here?
Blaming people doesn't fix the problem.
Yeah. But it's asking the question, though. I think so a perfect example of this is the outrage over the officer who shot Adam Toledo, the 13-year-old who was out on the street 3 o'clock in the morning with a known gang member walking with a gun, and there was a report of shots fired. The police roll up. They don't know how old this kid is. They tell him to put his hands up, and finally he tosses the gun and puts his hands up. The officer had 0.8 seconds to make a decision. He shot the person. Now, the question is whether or not the officer is a racist or doing that. The officer acted within his training. It's 3 a.m., a shots fired call, somebody in an alley with a gun. Of course that's what the officer is going to do. The question is, where is the kid's family? At 13 years old, why are we letting a kid walk around in a gang with a gun? Why is it that part of the conversation? But to answer your question about this lady, there's new information out about Micaiah Bryant, who I guess was in foster care. And this argument with the knife stemmed from who was going to clean the house. Can you imagine that? That's what it was all about.
She lost her life because of that. It's just ridiculous.
Well,
when you watch the video, she was very close to stabbing somebody else. There's no doubt that the police officer, in my mind at least, this is just my opinion, that the police officer definitely saved the woman who was in pink about to be stabbed. But my question still remains, did Micaiah have to be stabbed or shot?
Right.
Any other way? Is there any other training that could have been done? And we don't see the entire video of everything that happened. I mean, we might see we would see clips and we see what happened directly leading up to that point. But were there any other options? Were there any opportunities that a police officer was closer?
Did you guys hear the neighbors speak out? The neighbors said there was nothing else. The police came up. He had a split second to react before that lady was getting stabbed in the face and the throat. And so the neighbors, like, the police did everything right. There was no other choice.
Has anybody commented on the guy who kicked the woman who was on the ground in, like, the forefront of that video clip?
No.
I don't know. I didn't watch the video. I can't.
All I'm thinking about is when I was a kid watching the old westerns, The Range Rider and Lawman, they would have, in an instant, they shoot the bad guy in the hand or the arm, and they don't shoot him in the head.
There was no time for that. And the thing is, if you try to aim for that in that split second, you're going to probably end up shooting someone else. Don't forget, the girl had her knife. The girl had the knife in the face, and sometimes, to answer that question, the taser or trying to shoot in the leg or the arm, it doesn't stop the act.
Here's
the job
another
of the
obvious
police
question.
Is to neutralize the person.
Why do not all of these things that get so much publicity put people off instead of putting people off from doing these sorts of things? It seems we got more people doing them. Why, when the police show up and they shoot somebody and they kill them, why, you're certainly getting plenty of publicity, why doesn't that have some impact on people who would be likely to do the same thing?
That's a great question, and yeah, that's a good question, but
the officer got out of the car and said, drop the knife, and she wouldn't back
off. And he even says, get down before.
Down. I mean, he's like shooting and nothing.
All right, another question you can respond to at DJV show is whether masks ought to be required when you're outdoors. All that for you to respond to at your service, the DJV program.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper is joining the call for the release of police body cam video of the shooting death of a black man in Elizabeth City. The sheriff's office said Andrew Brown tried to run as deputies arrived with arrest warrants at his home. Witnesses say he tried to drive away when officers fired shots at him.
He was nonviolent. Anybody that knew him would tell you that. He didn't even carry a gun.
Officials say officers from other agencies were called because Brown has resisted arrest in the past. An investigation is underway. They're now calling for stronger actions after the killing of a black man in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. Ex-officer Kim Potter supposedly mistook her handgun for her taser, but she fatally shot Dante Wright. She's being charged with second-degree manslaughter. Family attorney Thomas Bowers.
You're looking at modern-day lynchings that are caught on camera.
This is USA Radio News. The CDC has lifted the hold on the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said after reviewing the data, the advisory panel said the benefits outweigh the risks.
We have three safe and effective options for a COVID-19 vaccine in this country. And the J&J is an important vaccine offering key advantages, including its single-dose option and its viability when the supply chain may not allow for freezers.
A handful of women developed blood clots from the vaccine, and three of them died. Dr. Walensky also recommended that pregnant women get the vaccine after a new study showed it was safe for both mom and baby.
We were also able to follow in detail more than 3,900 pregnant women, and over 800 of whom have completed their pregnancies. Importantly, no safety concerns were observed for people vaccinated in the third trimester.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back into our overview of this week's charts from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Now, each week they have 10 stories they consider to be the top items of discussion, and also a list of people, 10 people that are on the top of our minds when it comes to conversation. And we publish them also, or we post them, at DJV Show and on our Facebook page, so you can see them there or at talkers.com. So we get to number four this week. Dr. Fauci is number six on the people list. We were on the DJV program thinking that he has worn out his welcome a little bit because he went off last weekend, and this is something we talked about earlier in the week, him saying that gun violence was a public health problem.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. So COVID, the vaccines, the variants, the stats, number four this week, the new clinical study showing that the J&J vaccine is about 66% effective against moderate to severe cases of COVID, and that includes the variants. So then we look at the Pfizer and we look at the Moderna vaccines as to how they may be against the variants that are beginning to pop their head up here and there. And it looks like, wasn't
that
it Pfizer that said
unknown,
this week we'd have
right?
to be get another shot next year? You have to get a booster every year.
Correct. But the your first question, though, and I don't know the answer to this, but Pfizer and Moderna, have any studies come out showing how those vaccines are against the variants?
Yes, the Pfizer. Well, the Pfizer one, I don't know about Moderna, but I remember seeing something this week about Pfizer, and that's what prompted me to say what I just did. They don't know. They've looked at it, and they don't know, but they suspect that because there are these variants that continue, the mutations continue. It doesn't make any difference. We have had this whole spell for the last year plus of a variant of something that not first appeared, but was around in 2008 and 2009. SARS was a COVID problem the same as this is.
It was a coronavirus, right.
Right, yeah. So anyway, and so we didn't ever have any vaccine for that, and it just went away. So there are those who argue, well, how do we know that wouldn't have been the case here? We just got so frothy in looking at this thing and the world, because in my mind, this is my theory, that the news media and certain groups of people like the drug industry whipped us into a frenzy so that we would be afraid, we'd be easy to manage, and we'd all go get a shot, or we'd all wear masks. So
I think two things can be true at the same time. I think that this is a this is much more contagious than SARS and MERS. So
and
while it's presenting the same, it's just it's more contagious. I don't even know about the deadly rate because I don't think SARS and MERS were great, but I do, and that may be true.
Yeah, they weren't with the numbers here. But then again, you can argue about the numbers because maybe the numbers were inflated.
Right. It also stayed more isolated. It was in certain parts of the world. So I think that's number one. But I also think you see a lot of opportunists, whether it's the government in growing itself, because that's what government wants to do, or pharma, you know, big pharma companies who say, hey, we can make some money off of this. Let's let's go. I mean, there was a lot of opportunity in COVID for people.
Not a lot of transparency either. Frankly,
I think that's why it went from 2 weeks to flatten the curve to like a year and what do we have left? You know, I think that's kind of it.
Your local restaurant. Anyway, what's the status as we are at the end of the week here of the J&J vaccine? Is it still on pause?
Still on pause, yeah.
It is. Mm-hmm. Here or everywhere?
I believe it's got the approval to start up again in Europe, but I don't know if it's actually being distributed yet, but it might start next week. And in the U.S., there's still the committee. I don't know if the committee has made a ruling yet.
Mm-hmm.
Also, as a side note, as a throw-in, because I think it's a real-life example, for people who want to push towards socialized medicine in this country, healthcare, Medicare for all, the Bernie Sanders crowd, take a look at the vaccine rollout. And take a look at how America has done compared to Canada and compared to Europe. And you will see why private medicine is the way to go. It is much faster. Europe and Canada have completely struggled trying to roll out the vaccine. And so when people are curious as to, you know, this sounds great, here's a reason why it's
not so
not.
Great.
You
all right,
can
so
see
just
a real life
to put a cap on this, the contractor that was tapped to make the vaccine for J&J apparently failed to appropriately investigate the cross-contamination issues that ruined a lot of the doses. Remember last month how many they had to chuck?
Millions, right?
Yeah.
This gives me so much concern about the J&J vaccine. This one was developed a lot faster than Pfizer and Moderna.
But they say it used the old technique. That's what their argument is to that, what you're saying,
right,
Victoria.
But, you know, J&J approached Pfizer and Moderna and wanted to have them do an analysis of the vaccine, and Pfizer and Moderna, for whatever reason, both said that they didn't want anything to do with it. And then now Emergent, this company that makes all of the vaccines, they actually produce them in this facility that is a disaster. People are untrained. People aren't doing the right protocols.
Well, just hired everybody.
Cleanliness.
Anybody could come through the door, they'd get them a job. So what about the AstraZeneca?
Well, the J&J vaccine.
Where does AstraZeneca come in on all this? That hasn't even been used in America yet. Yet it's being produced in Baltimore.
Will.
You don't think so?
I don't think so, no.
President of Mexico took it this week.
Yeah, he got AstraZeneca.
Okay.
Yeah. They stopped using it in Europe and in specific people, and I don't know. Mm-hmm. The blood clot thing seems to, and I don't even know if it's just that. It might be, there has to be something else, because Germany's very efficient with, you know, they've been, you know, with their rollout and everything, and they were the first ones to put a halt on this in anyone over the age of 65, which was kind of suspect, and then they took it away from other groups. I don't know. I don't think that we need AstraZeneca at this point. Right now, we've got more supply of the vaccine than we have.
Right now, this week, it seems to be. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, number five is the economy and what's going on. Travel certainly is ticking up. And so with that, people, I know I'm going on a trip this weekend. Planes are all full. It's pretty much the same as it was. There aren't as many planes flying to as many places, but the planes that are flying are pretty full. So is that a sign? It's a school vacation week. A lot of people have been out and about here. That was another ridiculous situation. The schools just reopen and they close them down again for school vacation. I mean, that's a separate story. The easing of regulations so that the economy can sort of go back to being what it was. And I don't know, you know, are we ever going to get back there? A lot of people still don't have jobs. A lot of people are collecting. And what was it? When McDonald's in Florida is giving a $50 bonus if you come in and apply for a job because they can't find people. You know, that kind of stuff. You're going to see more and more of that.
A lot of people are making more money at home within.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What a ridiculous.
In certain sectors, yes. Yeah,
that's ridiculous. Yeah, that's absolutely ridiculous. Do you hear the story about the Florida couple that had a wedding? They couldn't find a venue. So the husband-to-be said, well, I know this great place, and it won't cost us anything. So they go in his neighborhood. It's a big mansion. It wasn't theirs. The people that owned it weren't home.
That's awesome. They squatted.
Yeah.
They broke in and had a wedding there?
Yeah. And then the owner showed up. So there's a little word to the
wise. First time home in months, and look what's happening.
Right? Exactly. I hope they got the photos at least. That would have been beautiful. Yeah.
Focus on our relationships with China, Russia, Iran, Afghanistan, North Korea. It's all number 8 this week on the Talk Radio Review, courtesy of the ladies that are on the DJV program with me. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. We continue in a moment. You can find the lists at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, where you'll find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. You can also find the list at the DJV Show on our social media as well. The people list includes Walter Mondale at number 10 because he passed away, former senator, presidential candidate, big name in American politics in the past. Kamala Harris is 9, Kim Potter and Dante Wright, number 8. Donald Trump is at 7. Dr. Fauci is at 6. Nancy Pelosi, if she was off the list, that's my editorial comment there, number 5. Joe Biden is 4, interestingly enough. The president doesn't overshoot LeBron James and Judge Peter Cahill and Maxine Waters and Derek Chauvin all on the list here. That's the people list. Kind of, it's not disjointed. It's just a lot going on, and so a lot of different names that are in the focus and tied them into the stories makes for pretty interesting conversation, thanks to some of your favorite hosts around the country and the folks at Talkers Magazine. We're going into the time of year when a lot of people who put on a lot of weight over the last year, especially over the wintertime, are trying to shake it. And here's Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin to help us focus on what we do now that's intelligent to lose the weight.
If you go to toploss.com, you can read up all on the science behind how it works. It's more of a health supplement that's giving your body back that collagen protein to rebuild lean muscle tissue naturally, to rev up your metabolism. We also have a huge spring sale right now. That's a great time to check it out, too. It's toploss.com, TOPLOSS.com. And if you have questions, you can chat with us online, or you can give us a call, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Lose the weight. Keep it off. That's what Elizabeth is suggesting you will do, and the proof is in the pudding. Look at all the people who have had great success. Elizabeth, thanks for being here from Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Use that discount code DJV at checkout.
This report is sponsored by National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. Beef is a staple on tables across the country, from comfort food favorites to the celebratory meal. Beef is what's for dinner. And even as the sustainability conversation increases and carbon footprint concerns make headlines, people can feel good about their favorite protein. The U.S. is the leader in sustainable beef production, with a carbon footprint 10 to 50 times lower than other regions of the world. In fact, according to the Environmental Protection Agency, greenhouse gas from beef cattle only represents 2% of emissions in the U.S. Cattle farmers and ranchers are producing more high-quality beef more sustainably than ever before. Jim Strickland, rancher.
Cattle farmers and ranchers like me are committed to the environment and want to protect our natural resources. I am proud of the role I play in providing high-quality protein in the most sustainable way possible for generations to come.
For more on sustainability information, visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Counting down the stories, according to Talkers Magazine here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen with a list from 10 to number 1. Number 10, the helicopter on Mars and what's going on in the space race. Number 9, celebration of Earth Day, if that's really what it is. Acknowledgement, certainly, talking about Earth Day. Number 8, our relationships with the various countries that are the bad boys around the world, like China and Russia and Iran. Number 7, the border situation continues to be a real problem. That's a focus. Number 6, what's going on in school, the education system. We open schools and we have school vacation. Brilliant. Number 5, the economy. Number four, all of the COVID-related stories and conversation. Gun violence is number three. Number two is the focus on shootings and police reform. And number one, as you can imagine, is the verdict and the discussion of the Derek Chauvin trial and what comes next. That's it. The story list, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine here. All right, 44 after the hour now on our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio for this week. The situation with our friends, put that in quotation mark, around the world. The Chinese are doing their usual with, well, I'm not sure we can. They do so much every week, I don't know how you keep track of it. I noticed the Russians say they're going to end the exercises on the Eastern Front there in Ukraine. They're going to, the soldiers that are there are going back to their barracks. There are 80,000 troops. I don't know that the news media here paid much attention to that. And that's, you know, where they've been in and out of the Crimea because the Russian leaders like the Red Sea and they want to go
vacation property.
Yeah, right, exactly. So whenever the Ukrainians get a little, they get a little tough or a little howdy, the Russians sends their military, the ships and troops and aircraft to conduct exercises on the Ukrainian border. So anyway,
this was also a test of Biden and a test of Europe, and you know,
it's usual.
I think Jen had mentioned earlier, you know, a couple months ago, that this is the Chinese and the Russians do this for every new administration. They start testing the new president.
Party.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. All right. You know, we haven't talked much about North Korea of late. What is Little Fatty? Is he still, you know, there's the usual
Little
saber.
Fatty's dead. Yeah. Little Fatty
No one knows.
Right. And you know, the sister's been doing stuff, and the little bit that we do see, she's the only one out there.
I wouldn't
and
have put it past her, what we know of her, to kill
COVID
him off herself.
Yeah.
She's supposed to be even worse than him,
mm-hmm.
which is not great. Yeah.
Right. All right. One of the other things that we have not, we've, number 10 is sort of a focus on the space program a bit, with the Mars helicopter taking flight earlier in the week. But then, SpaceX brought, was it four new astronauts up to the space
NASA
station?
NASA astronauts, yeah.
Yeah.
And they
right.
used the recycled rocket to do it, and it worked, so good for them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. very cool.
We have not talked about the border situation. That's sort of taking a second.
Neither has the Biden administration.
No.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. So, let's ignore that and talk about something else. Let's ignore our biggest first failure. Yeah. Right. Whoops.
Trump. Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's okay.
Okay.
Well, because it's true. And this, you know, because I'm apolitical. I don't really. What
you're
are you laughing
apolitical?
At? I am
no,
apolitical.
You are not. You're an
what
anarchist,
do you mean?
Is what you are.
Oh my God. Well, I know, but I mean, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat.
That's the.
I'm not into this because it's a Republican thing or a Democratic thing, or I don't do ni-ni-ni-ni-ni because Trump did it, or ni-ni-ni-ni-ni because Biden did it. But really and truly, as objective as I can be looking at this, this was a complete F up. On the part of the they don't know. I'm convinced they still don't know what they're doing. They just reacted and said, okay, we're going to go back to the way it was before, not knowing how you really couldn't go back to the way it was before because so much has changed in the past 4 years. At least Trump acknowledged that and kind of worked around the problem, or his people did to a point. It may have not, you know, it may have created problems in other areas.
Well,
but
the thing that everyone has said, oh, you have to address where, the, you know, the countries that are creating the problems that are then creating the migrants coming here. Well, that's exactly what Biden's approach is, and that's why that's exactly what Kamala Harris
that may be down
is.
There in those countries, but when we talk about the existence of the problem,
I mean,
that is
problem
on the border
overnight.
Well, here's the thing though, Trump had already made it. I mean, as much as he got heat for being an isolationist and racist and all the things that they called him, he had a deal in place with Mexico, he had a deal in place with Guatemala, with Honduras, with El Salvador. He had agreements in place with all of them. The Biden administration came in and tore them up. The reason it's taking so long to get those meetings is because those countries' leaders are ticked at Biden. Mexico's president calls Biden a migrant president. The president, I think it was, of Honduras wouldn't even take the phone call or take the meeting with Joe Biden because he felt insulted that Biden ripped up the agreement that they had with the United States. So, yes, of course the idea is to meet with these countries, but how dumb. They put themselves at a huge deficit going in and just ripping up all the previous administration's policies.
10 minutes before the hour. Thank you, ladies.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, it's time for Tech Talk, the top 5 stories of the week here in review for you. Courtesy of Victoria Keelan and her work on the DJV program, we have the top 5 to number 1. Doug suggests that we start with number 5, Victoria. A focus on who's going to get paid to go to West Virginia. Ooh, ha!
Yep, West Virginia wants to pay remote workers $12,000 to move to the state of West Virginia. And you don't have to actually even work for a company that's based in West Virginia. It's if you are a complete remote worker and you work for, it doesn't really matter who you work for, as long as you move, physically move to West Virginia, they will give you $12,000. The governor there, Jim Justice, announced the program. It's called Ascend WV, and it will allow adventurers to enjoy world-class recreation, uncrowded spaces, and a low cost of living. And so the new program comes as a lot of companies like Twitter and Slack and Spotify are letting their a portion of their employees work remotely permanently. And so if you are one of those people and you like the great outdoors, West Virginia could be the place for you. You'll get $2,000 a month for the first $10,000. And then the last $2,000 will be in a bonus. And then you also get a year's worth of free outdoor recreation, including all kinds of gear, camping gear, paddleboarding equipment. You get 2 years of free outdoor gear rentals. So basically the whole package is $20,000, and you just need to be 18 or older and a full-time remote job at a company located outside of West Virginia. And there you go.
There you go. Number 4 is a focus on Peloton. You say Peloton. It's Peloton.
It's Peloton. Yeah. Peloton is a, you've New Englandified it, but yeah, it's yeah. Peloton. Peloton Treadmills was in the spotlight this week, not for a great reason. The Consumer Product Safety Commission wants them to be completely recalled and pulled off the market. This is a $4,300 treadmill. It's called the Tread Plus. And a child was killed while using the treadmill or around it. We're not really quite sure exactly what happened, but we do know that one child died. Other people have reported being injured. And so the Safety Commission says that this treadmill is different from other treadmills in that it can actually suck people under the tread. So Peloton says that this is actually, that it's totally safe, and they're telling people not to stop using them, and this is going back and forth now, so we'll see where it ends up.
All right, number three.
Amazon is testing its palm scanning payment technology in Whole Foods, and they're starting with a store in Amazon's home city of Seattle. They've been using this technology in the Amazon-branded stores in the Seattle area, the Amazon Go and Amazon Book stores. I don't know if you've noticed, but a lot of what used to be a Barnes & Noble store has now just been the sign changed to just Amazon Books, which is kind of a bummer because I always really liked Barnes & Noble. But anyway, yeah. So Amazon Books has this palm technology, and so Whole Foods is going to roll out with it soon. They are planning substantial expansion of this technology, and so if it goes well in this testing store, you could see this rolling out across the country. And so how it works is it takes the minute characteristics of your palm and both the surface area and things even like your veins, and it makes a biometric scan. So when you're finished shopping at Whole Foods, you put your palm on the scanner, and it's tied to a credit card, and you check out, and that's it. So the problem, though, a lot of security experts are saying that it's stored in the cloud, and that's not great, so they're going to have to change that before they roll out into something larger.
And when you're all done, put your finger on your nose, and you go right up the chimney. This is Apple's time now. Number two story is an Apple thing, right?
Yeah, Apple has been targeted in a $50 million ransomware attack following the theft of a slew of engineering and manufacturing schematics of both current and future products. And Apple, as we know, keeps everything so, so secretive until they do those, you know, the big reveals. And so to have their future products hacked into, and it's really, it's been a big deal for Apple. They're not paying the ransom so far. This company, it's a company called Quanta. They're based in Taiwan. They manufacture MacBooks for Apple. They were the ones who were targeted by Russian hackers. And so now the hackers are, Quanta won't pay it, and the hackers are now trying to go directly to Apple to get the $50 million. But we'll see where that happens, where that goes, but I don't know if Apple's going to give in.
Apple and their big announcement, number one, this week.
This was the story they were hoping would be the biggest story of the week. It's their big spring-loaded event where they revealed all kinds of new products. And the big buzz that came out of it is the new podcast subscription service. And they're going to redo the podcast app, and they're going to give you benefits like ad-free listening if you want to sign up for the subscription service, meaning you won't have to listen to any ads of the podcast that you like to listen to. This is launching in 170 regions and countries next month.
All right, there it is, a list of the top five items this week from the world of technology for your listening and dancing pleasure. Notice that Shock G wasn't in any of those stories, unfortunately, but that's a story for another time. It's 59 past the hour, speaking of time.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.